What's going on, everybody? It's King here, and I want to welcome you all back to the Plan to Fail podcast. For those of you who've had the chance to tune into the last episode, I shared a little bit more about the summit update, this whole process, and how hard it's been the last couple of weeks. And it's really stretched me and pushed me in ways that I never thought I could go, but at the same time, I've grown so much. But for those of you who have missed it, this week I'm really focusing all these episodes on just this whole journey in the summit, what I've learned, and where I plan to go afterwards. So in today's episode, I'll be sharing more about the things I've learned. More importantly, I think the five things I've learned throughout this process of putting together the summit, and how these things that I've learned will actually play a huge role on how successful you become.
If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you'll learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail.
So to be quite transparent with all of you, I am quite pressed for time, so I'm going to really just jump right into it and tell you the five things I've learned in the process of putting together this summit. So the first thing is really just an affirmation of something I've talked about in a previous episode about business being a game of faith and you having to take that first step without knowing the whole picture. And each step you take, you're going to get more clarity. The next step of the way will present itself. And why I'm stressing it again now is because this whole process of putting together this summit, never in my wildest imaginations I would have seen everything come together like this. Getting the speakers. Up until the end of January, I've only had 16 speakers. And within the next week, I've had 30. And now my full roster of speakers is 32 speakers, even with a Jewish rabbi opening for the summit. And he's open for the 105th U.S. Congress. So never in my wildest imaginations. I think that's the best way I can put it. And I think that when I first started the summit too, I didn't really have a clear vision of which direction I wanted to go. I didn't even know who I wanted to talk to. And now I know that the summit's really revolving around helping entrepreneurs consciously build their business that focuses on how their business can serve their life and how their business can impact the world in a positive way. With that being said, that wasn't always the case. In the very early stages of me putting together the summit, one of the biggest stresses was like, who am I talking to? What did I really want to talk about? I knew I wanted to talk about something business related because I really love entrepreneurship because I see it as a personal development journey more than just a business one. And I also love personal development. I love mindset stuff because everything starts with your mindset. I always say, 80% of everything you do is mindset and 20% is actually execution because your mindset shapes your perception. Your perception will shape your reality and your reality will dictate what you do or do not do in each and every circumstance. But at the same time, I recognize that if there's no way for you to execute what you learn in your own personal development journey, then there's no point in it. Because at the end of the day, learning is one half of it. You also have to execute and practice it. And so what I wanted to do is to merge the two. Because in business, there's too much focus on the business tips and tricks of growing and scaling your business. And I'm not saying that's not important, but there's just not enough emphasis on having to become or learning to grow into the person you need to become in order for you to achieve success. So that's the gap I've been really trying to focus myself on, trying to fill and seeing how I can create a product or service that fills that gap. But just like the speakers, I never in my wildest imagination would have thought that I would be going down this path when I first started. Why I'm sharing this with all of you is I want this to illustrate that you don't need to know where you're going before you start. Yes, it's terrifying, but at the same time, I've never felt more alive. And now seeing how things have come together, it gives me more faith to continue to push forward. The second thing I really learned throughout putting this summit together is attention to details matter. I didn't have a name for myself when I first reached out to our initial batch of speakers. The second batch was really from referrals, people that other speakers that knew other people that would be a right fit. What really helped me build these relationships were the attention to detail. We made sure that we had DocuSigns to send speaker releases. We had an online form to collect their bio, their headshot, their lead magnets. We had email sequences to make sure that we're communicating properly with all our speakers. We had a Facebook speaker group so we could push updates and introduce other speakers. So all these little things is what played a role in a lot of these speakers saying yes to us. I even had one of the speakers say that somebody else reached out to them for something summit related or a speaking related event. And they didn't have links for them. They didn't have any more information, but hey, would you like to speak at my event? And they were laughing and told me that they probably wouldn't say yes. The reason why they said yes to us is because we had the attention to detail to make sure that we had all our bases covered. We were giving the proper links and we were communicating properly. So taking this out of the context of a summit, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Anything you're doing, the more attention to detail you give, the better you will be and the faster you will succeed, the more you will succeed, because it's always the nuances that make the difference, that separate the great from the good even. The third thing I've learned is to make sure you communicate, communicate, and communicate. I can't stress enough about this point. A lot of the times, things don't always go the way we needed them to go. Things happen, that's life. But it is extremely important for you to communicate. It is extremely important to make sure that your speakers are communicating to you or whatever business partner, whatever you're doing, because we have to understand that people can't read our minds. We have to make sure that the other party involved knows what exactly is happening. That's something that we stress a lot, that we make sure we get to our email communications on time, that we make sure that we're informing our speakers if something comes up or there's a change in plans. So whatever you're doing in business and in life, make sure you're communicating, even though you might not want to. It's better to communicate it earlier and own up to it than to hide it and having whoever you're working with find out about it later. I think that a lot of the times we don't want to think about it. And I've done that in the past where I'm like, I'm not going to tell anybody yet because I'll think about it later. But the best thing you can do when something does come up is to make sure you communicate as soon as possible and you own up to it. I think that's the more important part. The fourth thing I've learned during this process of putting together this summit is knowing when to say no. And I think the best way I can illustrate it is we had a referral for a speaker on the event. And at first I was super excited. I'm always very happy when people are support, and I want to be able to reciprocate that. That if somebody was recommended to me, that I can provide some value as well. But I didn't do my due diligence. And when I looked into the social profiles of these individuals, I realized they just weren't a right fit for the summit. And I don't know about you, I've always had a struggle saying no. And it's something that I'm still working with, because I want to make sure that, you know what, I'm as friendly as possible, that I can be as accommodating as possible. And that's just in my nature. But at the same time, they just weren't a right fit. And it just wasn't because of me thinking like, oh, these guys aren't good enough. Because we have speakers that have built 6, 7, 8-figure businesses. And it would not do them justice if I allowed somebody who's just starting out to speak on the summit. So it's not a knock on them, but at the same time, it's knowing when to say no. And it's hard. I think me and my business partner talked about it for 1.5, 2 days before we pulled the trigger and said like, yeah, we can't do this. There's no way we can fit them in. And what I really want you to take away from this point is be okay with saying no. At the end of the day, you got to think about yourself first. If you don't think about yourself first, no one's going to think for you. So have that self-respect, have that self-confidence in yourself, and know when to say no, because it's important, especially in the world of business. There are going to be opportunities come up. People are going to ask for crazy things, and you have to learn how to stand your ground and say no. The fifth and final thing I've learned during this whole process is your network is your net worth. And I cannot stress this enough, because without the network I've built the past couple months, I would have never been able to get all the speakers I needed to get, period. Half the speakers on my summit were a referral of some sort. And to be quite honest, if I didn't get these referrals, then I probably wouldn't have hit the amount of speakers I needed to make sure that I'm making the best event possible. I probably would have ended with 16 speakers, which is kind of depressing to think about. But at the same time, it's super empowering as well, because of the fact that I fostered a lot of these relationships. I made sure that I cared that people would actually refer their connections and put their neck out for me, even though they've only recently met me. As I'm growing my network, I can see more opportunities, partnerships, joint ventures, whatever you want to call it, right? Having people around you that have succeeded and surrounding yourself with people that are better than you is so crucial. I think One of the biggest fallacies I've lived in the recent past was surrounding myself with people that weren't better than me. And it's not me saying that I'm better than everybody else, but it's always important to find people that are smarter than you, wiser than you, richer than you, and surround yourself with those people. And why? It's because it's so important to learn from these people. If you surround yourself with people that are on the same level as you, or even, you know, not as mature as you, then you're not really learning anything from them. And something that after I've surrounded myself with people that are hugely more successful than me, it's been very uncomfortable. But at the same time, I've learned so much from these people. I can't stress enough that I've learned more in the last month than the last 3 years combined. And that's because I was willing to push myself. I was willing to surround myself with people that made me uncomfortable because it made me feel little. And that's not a bad thing. You just have to keep your pride and ego in check. But those are the five tips or the five things I've learned in the last month and a half, 2 months. And I hope that you can take this out of the context of the summit and apply it to your lives as well, because these are the things that we often overlook. We don't think much about it. We think that we need to learn the next best thing in order to improve. But sometimes it's about looking within and refining what you already know. But that's all I have for you today. I hope you found value in this. I hope you can support this podcast by rating, sharing, and subscribing to it. And I'm excited to touch base with you on the next one. But until then, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at plantofail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.